Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
God made many promises in the Bible, but there's confusion among those of us who are Christians about which verses we can claim as a definite commitment from him. Three questions are useful in determining whether divine promises apply to our personal situation. 1. Is this promise limited to a specific individual or circumstance, or does it apply to all believers? For example, the pledge made to Abraham and Sarah about the birth of their child is restricted to them. But Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, contains a guarantee to all Christians that Jesus will be with them forever. 2. Are we asking the Lord to meet a need or a desire? A need is something we must have in order for God to complete his work in our life. A desire is something we want for personal satisfaction. And 3, before fulfilling a promise, does God require some action on our part? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 is a conditional promise, which pledges God's direction on the basis of our trust in him. On the other hand, Jesus' assurance of his presence with believers is unconditional. It does not depend on anything we do. By evaluating Scripture on the basis of these questions, we're able to know which promises apply to our own circumstances. And remember, as 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20 explains, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.